It's Thursday, September 14th. We're here at CTIA, the Wireless IT and Entertainment Industry Expo at the Los Angeles Convention Center. And I'm joined by Steve Largent. He is the CEO and president of CTIA, the Wireless Association. Steve, this is the 22nd event for CTIA, and it is the first year in Los Angeles. How appropriate is it that this event is, in fact, in the entertainment capital of the world?
Well, I think it's very appropriate. We are now called the IT and Entertainment Show. The show that we've just about concluded the last day today. And so I think it's very appropriate that we're here in L.A., that we had the governor here with us, we had Paris Hilton here with us, and a lot of the conversations about how we can make the rollout of the entertainment aspect in the wireless industry even more vibrant and robust in the wireless industry. And we're doing that.
The first day you unveiled a video that I thought was rather prescient that talked about PIC, a personal information computer. Can you talk about that and the vision that you have for the future of this industry?
Well, that particular video was very futuristic, and a lot of us just use our imagination. Where do we think this is all going to go? And of course, none of us know. But we think that there is a very bright future out there in the wireless industry, and we think that you're going to be able to see more types of devices available to you through your handset. And so that was just our way of sort of speculating and guessing what may be coming. But it is a very exciting industry to be a part of, and to see the types of innovations even rolled out here at our show this year. Is very impressive.
Your organization is actually involved in lobbying to kind of remove some restrictions with mywireless.org. How is that going, and can you elucidate on that a little bit?
Well, actually, CTIA, regardless of what you may think when we get here to a show, we do sponsor the two major trade shows for the industry a year, but our principal focus is what we're doing in Washington, D.C. to protect the industry and to promote the industry. And right now, as you said, we're working very hard in the United States Congress, both in the Senate and the House, to see that we can keep this very futuristic industry on the cutting edge and moving forward, and not be laden with all these types of regulations and laws that tend to cause us to regress rather than progress.
And there are some other events that you're involved in, Text to Help, Amber Alert System as well, that the wireless industry is really helping promote, and WARN is now before Congress as well. Talk about some of those ventures as well.
Well, those are all initiatives that have come out of this highly competitive and robust industry. We didn't have to have the government telling us you need to do this. We saw it as a tremendous service for our customers and for our country, and stepped up to the plate. Spent our own money to roll out these types of services to protect our children. As you mentioned, Amber Alerts is one of our great programs, and one that's really kicking into high gear this year. So I'm really proud of the industry that I represent, that they've been so proactive in promoting the public good, but their customers' good as well.
And your final thoughts on this event and the industry?
Well, this has been a great event. This, as you mentioned, this is our first time in Los Angeles. We didn't really know what to expect. It's a little bit more of a laid-back crowd, laid-back city, but we have really enjoyed our time here. It's been the largest show that we've ever had for the Wireless IT and Entertainment Show, and so, you know, it just continues to get better and better, and this was a great venue for us. It was fun to be here. We go back to San Francisco next year, and we're looking to come back to L.A. possibly the year after.
Steve Largent, President and CEO of CTIA, the Wireless Association. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
In Los Angeles, I'm Matt Kelly for PodTech.net.